When Australia's next ambassador to Denmark takes up his position next month, he'll be creating history as the first Indigenous Australian to serve as the head of an overseas mission. Damien Miller is a descendant of the Gungalup from central Queensland, and he spoke to Naomi Woodley in Canberra.
It's a great personal honour for me, of course, but I'm very conscious that I'm not the first Indigenous person to work in DFAT. I've following in the footsteps of many other colleagues who've worked with the department for many years, starting from the 1970s. But of course, yeah, it's a very great personal honour for me, for my family, and I think for Indigenous people in Australia.
Where's your family from?
We are originally from the Clyde and Dawson Valley in central Queensland, where I'm a descendant of the Gungalu people of that region, and my family have lived around that area for many years, and many lived in Rockhampton and some were in Brisbane as well. So we have strong connections to that part of Australia.
And of course, you've been what's described as a career officer within the Department of Foreign Affairs. And as you say, DFAT has a strong recruitment program for Indigenous people. What sort of what's led you up to this point?
You're right. There are about 49 Indigenous staff in the department at the moment, and 12 of those are overseas. But for me personally, I started actually as an Indigenous cadet in 1995, and that was the program where I did some part-time work at the department during my summer holidays, and then I joined the department full-time in 1999 as a graduate, and I've done a range of roles in the department working on issues like Southeast Asia. I was posted to Malaysia. I was looking after Afghanistan in the department, and most recently I was our Deputy Ambassador to Germany. So I've had a very diverse career, and I think in DFAT that's always a very good thing, to be as well-rounded as you possibly can.
How important is it for the wider Indigenous community for your voices to be represented specifically in this way overseas, as you say, not just as a head of mission, but in other offices who are working overseas?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, there's a lot of interest around the world about Indigenous Australia, our history, our stories. And it's important for Indigenous Australians to be able to tell those stories in Australia, but also abroad. And the offices that we have in the department at the moment every day are doing that in Canberra and at our embassies overseas. And I think it's also important for Indigenous staff not only to be working on Indigenous issues, we also work on all matter of other foreign and trade policy issues. We have Indigenous staff working on free trade agreements, on security policy, on Afghanistan, consular matters, cultural matters, and I think that's important as well. But I think it's great for a country like Australia to have its foreign service reflect the diversity of its society, and to have Indigenous staff working in Canberra and our missions overseas is a very good thing. And I'm pleased to say that there are many staff over many years who've done that with great distinction.
Denmark, where you're heading, is seen as a fairly progressive country. What kind of a reception are you anticipating, and what do you hope to be able to achieve in your time there?
I think it'll be a very positive impression that it would make on the Danes to have an Indigenous person the first Indigenous ambassador to be sent to Denmark. As you say, they're a very progressive society. I think they have a strong interest in Australia. Of course, I'm not yet the ambassador to Denmark. We still have our current ambassador, James Che, who's doing a fantastic job. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to taking up the appointment and working in Denmark. And, of course, I'm also accredited to Norway and Iceland, so working with those countries as well. We do a lot with Denmark in particular on climate change issues, on Arctic issues. We're both in Afghanistan together. So there are lots of things where our interests coincide, and I'm sure I'll be sort of actively involved in promoting and advancing those interests on behalf of the Australian government.
And that's Australia's next ambassador to Denmark, Damien Miller, speaking to Naomi Woodley.